Louisiana, of course, has deep ties with the oil industry, which is said to account for about 17% of the state's jobs. And offshore drilling has been embedded into the culture ever since the first offshore oil well was drilled in the Gulf of Mexico in 1947. But the huge growth of the oil industry has come with a big environmental cost, measured in the dramatic loss of wetlands and coastal erosion. Mark Davis directs the Institute on Water Resources Law and Policy at Tulane University in New Orleans. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure.
Let's go back to the middle of the last century when oil was first discovered in the Gulf of Mexico. Did people at the time recognize that that would be a moment that would transform the state of Louisiana?
I think they recognized it was going to transform it. I don't think they knew how. It was clear that you were bringing in, you know, not only money and jobs, but people who had never been part of the culture of South Louisiana. And it wasn't always easy, but I think it's one of those things, particularly in the years around World War II and the Korean War, people knew that this was going to be part of the future.
And at the time, how intertwined were oil and political interests in the state?
Oh, inextricably. And they had been with oil and gas for years and years before. We'd been doing onshore work, not just in the southern part of the state, but in northern Louisiana. So oil and gas and politics were nothing new to Louisiana at that time.
And what would those bonds have been?
Well, anytime you're bringing that many jobs, making that much money, and not just indirectly, but keep in mind that these were all state waters and state lands, so the state was making money. And for every well that was drilled, they were being paid. So it was, those were boom times for Louisiana, and people like to see the boom times, you know, continue and to grow, but they also like to make sure that nothing changes, and it doesn't normally work that way.
Mm. There's also been, I think, a long debate in Louisiana and elsewhere about how much money from oil revenues should be set aside for environmental work to repair the damage that's been done.
You're right about that. And by and large, almost all of the money that's going into coastal restoration up to this point, you know, has ties to oil and gas development. It's not that we're taxing the oil and gas industry to save the coast, but we are redirecting the monies that they are already paying, at least a portion of them, to coastal restoration. And we've been doing that since, you know, the late 1980s.
I was reading a column in the New Orleans Times-Picayune by James Gill, and it's interesting because he is laying responsibility for the destruction of the wetlands not just on industry, but also on Louisiana. He talks about big oil having basically owned legislature there. And this is what he writes. Louisiana was hardly a helpless victim as the oil and gas companies sliced up and contaminated the landscape to keep an ungrateful nation moving. We took the money and turned a blind eye. Do you think that view is widely shared there?
Well, I certainly would share it. Louisiana's always had an interesting relationship with oil, even going back to the days of Huey Long, where he built much of his relationship with voters on his populist campaigns against Standard Oil. But at the same time, he was making the deals that would bring those revenues into the coffers that he controlled. So it's always been based more on opportunistic views than stewardship, and I think we've paid a heavy price for that.
Well, in an industry, as we said, that provides a whole lot of jobs for a whole lot of people.
And that's absolutely right. And I think it's a real question of, you know, could you have made a better deal? And I think when you look at, you know, the fact that other places around the world, even places around the United States, have been, I guess, less welcoming, but it didn't mean that they still didn't find a way for the industry to have a home there. And I think that Louisiana, looking back, certainly, you know, if we could, you know, use a golfer's term, you know, get a mulligan and do it over, I'd like to think we'd do it differently.
The full impact of the oil industry on the economy there in Louisiana is, of course, in sharp relief right now with the six-month moratorium on drilling. And you do hear Louisiana politicians say, look, this could be worse, have a worse impact on the local economy than the oil spill itself.
Well, I think there is a lot of concern about what the effect of a moratorium, particularly if it plays out beyond 6 months, might be. You know, the fears that people have about the potential loss of jobs, it's a real one, but it's very difficult to imagine that we're going to see this administration plunge back into drilling based largely on assurances from the industry that those other rigs are fine.
Mark Davis, thank you very much.
All right. It's a pleasure.
Mark Davis is director of the Institute on Water Resources Law and Policy at Tulane University.